satellite-based communication links from aircraft and how they're growing. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. At the recent AEA 2011 convention in Reno, Aero News got to speak with executives of many of the companies which had product announcements at the show. You may have seen some of those conversations streamed live on Aero TV. One of the people I got to spend some time with was Jeff Sosedo, the VP of OEM Sales for ICG, International Communications Group. I'm going to bring you some excerpts from that conversation today. There are two principal ways to get terrestrial signals into and out of aircraft in flight: downlinks to a network of ground stations, the model employed by AirCell, and links to satellites. This second model is ICG's specialty, and there are several technologies available, each with unique advantages. We'll explore some of those today. I started with an observation that the expectation of constant connectivity appears to be growing.
Well, certainly, connectivity is everything in today's world. Look at where you were just 10 years ago, the devices you carried, how you communicated with everybody else. I think the consumer market really made our decision easy. Consumer electronic technology drives innovation. That innovation we try to carry to aviation. And people are just used to not only having a total connectivity communication in their office, but they also have it at home, certainly expected on their aircraft.
Well, texting is interesting because I've been a ham radio operator for decades, and people used to laugh at Morse code as being outmoded. And now they're kind of moving back from voice telephony in a lot of applications, just as casual communications, to text-based communications. And that actually is not that tough from a bandwidth standpoint to accommodate on an airplane.
Well, actually, it's quite a bit easier. Certainly, the data pipe to and from aircraft is growing, and it's really grown from simple dial-up. We've all experienced that clear through Swift Broadband right now, and certainly the future brings more with KU and pending KA. Data and data link type applications are very small. We can transmit these very short messages with very low latency to safety service type entities. It's only going to get better.
Now, in general in the market, do you see the data communication side of this being of more importance to people who want to do things like download maintenance data or communicate between cockpit and in the ground? Or is it the business people sitting behind the bulkhead?
That's a very loaded question. I'm going to say when we talk about data, there's really two types of data. The first, and what everybody makes the presumption is, and I'll call that cabin IFE type data, it's your email, it's your streaming conference call, it's web video, it's always in touch, always in control, always maintaining that same presence that you have in the office or home while you're in air. Data link, I would consider the subset of all that or the other direction, and that's primarily focused around cockpit. We have to keep our customer in the back happy, but if we satisfy the crew, we'll get them there earlier. We'll give them better, obviously, savings in fuel. Everybody wants to save time and money, and certainly being connected in the air, not only from the passenger IFE standpoint, but the crew now has a way to fly better routes, shorten their times on the ground, file electronic flight plans. It is the future.
Let's talk about a few specific products that you guys are working on right now. One of them is you're calling the ePhone. Tell us what this system is and who it's aimed at.
The ePhone is something ICG needed in its portfolio. If you look at all the features our black boxes do, so to say, the Iridium LRUs, we do so much on the inside that the end user rarely sees the added value to all the creativity and innovation we put in there. If you look historically at aircraft telephones, they don't typically replicate or emulate what we carry on our belt. They're not as cool and sexy as an iPhone. So I guess to make a well-rounded package, we needed something to something to satisfy, visually satisfy, and keep people occupied with features they're accustomed to having on cell or office-type connections. The e-phone was really aimed at that market to provide a better level of personality to the person using it. Certainly has that new and cool look, and people just love it.
Now, you can operate, am I correct, up to four of these in an individual aircraft?
Historically, in the past, we often recommended one cordless phone per remote base station for simplicity of making a phone call, dedicated phone numbers. Over time, size and weight in aircraft have shrunk. We recognize that need to have up to four handsets communicating with one base station. All four phones needed to have their own dedicated telephone number. All four of them could communicate with each other. Should the need arise to have more than four wireless phones, the remote base stations can be daisy-chained via Ethernet. And really, it's limitless, but we'll say up to 12.
All right. I have to ask the obvious question for a product like this. If the point is to make it as appealing and consumer-sexy as an iPhone, why not just support people using their terrestrial smartphones on an aircraft?
Gee, I want to say no comment. That day is eventually, it's coming. ICG has developed the technology for consumer electronic devices, smartphones, if you will, to communicate with off-aircraft radio, specifically the ICG product line. We do have some regulatory hurdles to overcome. I don't know if I want to be the driving force in that regulatory hurdle. But let it be known, we have the technology. We are actually pursuing it on a smaller scale in one of our next-gen products that will release probably later this year at NBAA.
Is there any way to speed that process up by using the capability of some of the newer smartphones to do a VoIP, like Skype-type connection, through an existing broadband connection?
That's actually going to happen before the year's end.
All right. Let me move along and ask about one of your Inmarsat products, which is the ICS 120 and 220. This appears to be kind of the equivalent of airborne dial-up in terms of its capabilities, in terms of it can do voice, it can do fax, low bit rates, which I assume is kind of texting might be a good example of that.
Our 128, 228 product line is really designed around people looking for future air navigation or FANS-type compliance. So having the Iridium channels as a backbone gives you worldwide coverage. Developing or designing the LRU to support what we feel is future regulatory compliance. It's a little more than best guess. Certainly, ICG attends all the special committees. We sit on the panel to really look at next-gen avionics, next-gen communications. And we've set the bar, and that bar is, again, for FANS over Iridium.
Let me ask you about another technology. Sora was pretty new the last time we talked. We talked at AEA last year, and it had been introduced just a few months earlier at NBAA. Your company is directly pursuing an STC to use Sora on the Bombardier Challenger 600. Tell us about how that product has fared in its rollout, and why at this point in its rollout you've determined it's a good market for it in that plane.
As the market evolves with a bigger data pipe, the OEMs want it smaller, lighter, faster. And certainly that demand is good because it really spawns innovation. And it forces us to think a little outside the box, utilize what bandwidth we have, and just by virtue of technology today, make it as small and light as possible. Sora is a great concept. It's two companies, it's two networks, Iridium and Inmarsat, combined in an integrated solution. And really, I think ultimately my goal was to not only satisfy the people in the back of the cabin, we need cabin IFE type data, passenger voice, BlackBerry over Iridium, texting. But we also need to satisfy the crew up front. And the crew then had a dedicated voice channel for safety service, air traffic control, aircraft operations, and a dedicated data link channel so they know no matter where they are in the world, they can send a text message.
More with Jeff Sacedo of ICG in a moment. You are listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Piperjet.
Pipermatch.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
Welcome back to the ANN Special Feature. I'm Paul Plack, talking with Jeff Sacedo of ICG about connectivity in aircraft using satellite technologies. Two satellite networks we've heard of are Inmarsat and Iridium. I get them confused sometimes, so I asked Jeff to explain the differences and tell me how ICG's SORA system uses access to both to bring benefits to customers.
Inmarsat, in the SORA application, we primarily focus on cabin IFE type data, and by virtue of three different systems we offer, The notable difference is the antenna size. We have a very small low-gain antenna, which provides up to 200 kilobit of passenger data. We have an intermediate-gain antenna providing up to 332 kilobit. We have, obviously, the high-gain antenna for some of our larger airframes supporting 432 kilobit. With compression, these are acceptable data speeds for a lot of folks flying, doing general web browsing and email. Iridium is the primary voice backbone, making a telephone call, for example. It's also the primary data link off-aircraft channel for the flight deck. So again, two different networks that both support, to a certain extent, voice and data. Not saying we've separated or segregated the two networks to do two unique things. We just took, in my opinion, what each network does best, and focus the SORA application around those parameters.
Okay. I wanted to mention the BASIS deal because this is fascinating to me. BASIS is pursuing an STC to put technology based on your ICG NextMail into voice and email service supporting everything from a Cessna 210, well, not everything, but for starters, a Cessna 210 at one end of the market and a Boeing 777 at the other. This almost seems like a publicity stunt. What is the commonality there that, or is the whole point that they've now defined their range?
I think this comes back to a little more technology and physical size of equipment in today's world. We have an application that supports what most of our business executives travel with, and that's BlackBerry. And marketing surveys from a year ago, certainly everybody wants a bigger data pipe to and from the aircraft. Knowing that the more data comes, the more expensive the equipment, the more costly the service. When in fact, we had a very large market segment saying, all I want to do is BlackBerry email. And really, that was a targeted marketing campaign that we said, well, can we do this? We have thousands of operators flying with ICG equipment, Iridium only. Can we actually do BlackBerry over Iridium? And the answer was yes, just through a simple NextMail server.
All right. Let me ask you a couple of things about the industry in general. It looks from the news stories we see coming by that this technology is being made available in smaller and smaller aircraft, down to even piston aircraft. Is that driven by improving technology and cost efficiency or by the consumer saying, I now cannot live without this?
I think a lot of that focuses on cockpit data link. And we do have a very small device, a Data Link 100, that is made to integrate to the flight deck to send, for example, text messaging. We call those ACARS notes. All aircraft eventually will have to have some form of data link to and from the aircraft to get preferred route, certainly. Do you want to be number 2 in line or number 22? Do Do you want to fly direct or do you want to fly the old routes? So a lot of that is certainly we're going to have ground-based communications, VHF data link. And for those operators who prefer to fly over the water, over the Gulf, over areas with poor VHF, they'll go to Iridium primarily. We'll provide them that next-gen air traffic control to pilot link just for communications.
Well, you have certainly chosen an industry in which to engage your company that will keep you on your toes for years and years to come, and it looks as though the changes will only come faster and faster.
I thought it was going to get easier after 45. Certainly we all love a challenge, and certainly you want to always know that your company is first to market, and certainly you want to develop the best product you can to satisfy the customer's requirement. Unfortunately, there's not always a one-size-fit-all scenario or LRU, but again, we need to capture the largest segment of the market to satisfy the masses, and for me, it's fun.
Well, Jeff, thank you very much for taking some time out.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Jeff Saucedo is the VP of OEM Sales for ICG, International Communications Group. Find out more about the company at www.icg.aero. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.